technical.
Mary had a little lamb,
the fall. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Colleen, from confusion to clarity, we've now confirmed that Ohio will not be having its primary election tomorrow as scheduled. A lot of questions remain tonight, and to answer those questions for us tonight is Secretary of State Frank LaRose. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Mark.
What do we have to say to voters at this hour?
Well, what we have to say to voters is that the governor made a difficult decision in conjunction with Dr. Acton. I mean, to be clear, up until last night, we were prepared to conduct an election. Ohio's poll workers had responded. Ohio's elections officials had responded, and we were ready. Based on their advice at that time, well, that advice changed dramatically this morning. And
why?
When the lieutenant governor and the governor and the health director called and said that it's now their judgment that with the new CDC guidance and with the guidance that that they were issuing, that it was not going to be safe for poll workers or for voters to show up at the polls. The health director issued her order today. Just moments ago, I sent out the directive to establish that clarity. We want the voters of Ohio to know that they will have their voice heard, that we're going to hold an election. My guidance is that that election will happen on June 2nd, and that between now and then, Ohioans have the chance to vote by mail.
Oh, for God's sake.
Really, elections are being canceled now. Can you imagine this? So, as you can see, I voted. This is my little sticky. I voted, and if you want to know who I voted for, you can ask me and I will tell you. But Ohio postponed their voting due to the virus. And I remember in yesteryear, I remember a gentler time, a gentler place where the only reason we would not know how a state voted was because of a bad app. Remember that? Doesn't that seem like ages ago? Doesn't that seem like another lifetime ago when, we just didn't know who voted in Iowa? Yeah, so that's where we are. Failed vote counting apps, failed health plans, failed deployment of tests, failed deployment of ventilators, failed deployment of just about everything that you would need in a pandemic. Donald Trump says he understands the decision of Ohio Governor Mike DeWine to postpone today's election. I bet he does. I'm sure he's looking forward to postponing all elections. It's a joke. Don't start calling me with your conspiracy theories. It did happen, though. Ohio canceled their elections today. But that is no excuse for us not to vote in chaos here in Florida. We're used to it. So, of course, we voted. And, of course, there was no one there. It's Florida. There was no one there. Howard voted. I see your little I voted sticker. Was there anybody there when you went? Nobody. There was no one there. Absolutely barren. Like me. I mean, it was just no one showed up. So you know what? You know the old expression that I always foist upon you that I invented, in chaos you can steal, in chaos you can steal. So maybe we can steal Florida. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I voted for Bernie. I did. I voted for Bernie. I voted, my first choice was out. I voted my second choice. My second choice was obviously Bernie. And so I voted for Bernie is what I did. And since there was no one there, I'm guessing maybe we could steal Florida because they're saying the polling for Bernie is just, it's out of reach for him in Florida because the Cuban community doesn't like him because of the education comments he made about Castro and he didn't go to AIPAC. So they're saying all Jews hate him. I mean, he is a Jew. So I don't even know where these stories come from except to say Biden's campaign perhaps. But what was her name? Anita Dunn, isn't she the spokesperson for the Biden? She compared the debate that was on last night. It was the night before last night. We didn't even get to discuss it yesterday because I was so livid about this lack of response. On this botched response, let's put it that way, from the president, the denial that it was even happening, the accolades he gives himself, the firing of the bio defense portion of the National Security Council, all of this, all of the lying, the having to clarify every freaking statement he makes every time he freaking makes a statement. I mean, it's just like, I didn't even want to air him yesterday and his stupid press conference, which, by the way, as it was going on, the stock market just kept tanking and tanking. I mean, it looked like 1929. In fact, it was 1987, which was worse than the stock market decline in 1929. The thing about 1929 is the stock market would swing wildly, you know, because nobody had ever seen a crash. And that's what's happening now. But I digress. So, you know, go vote. Go vote Arizona. Go vote Illinois. Go vote, Northern Marianas, Florida. Go freaking vote. There's no one there. I swear to God, there's no one there. No one. There were hand sanitizers. There were, if you bring your own pen, you'll be fine. You don't have to touch the community pen that's attached to your snack tray. Because in Florida, we vote on snack trays. But at least we have paper, which is more than a lot of places have. But in chaos, you can steal. Go ahead and do it, Arizona. Go ahead and do it, Illinois. I just got the results from Washington State. And they're declaring this victory, this major victory. But it was really, I mean, this is about delegates, right? Right? I'm not wrong about that. My mind hasn't gone yet, has it? I'm not ate up with fever. So it was 37 for Biden and 36 for Bernie in Washington State. So that's kind of like an equal split of delegates. And they say, oh, live results, it goes to Biden. As if, you know, it's a winner take all. I don't know. So anyway, my heart guided me. It guided me. My feet guided me into the polling place. And then I saw the hand sanitizer and I thought, healthcare, healthcare. And I voted for Bernie. Now, Brett's going to vote post the show. Would you like to say who you're voting for? Because it's really up to you.
No, I have absolutely no problem. I'm also going to be following my heart on this one. And like I told you, Randy, you can't hit a long shot if you don't bet on one. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to bet Bernie.
Wow. And that's what I told you. I said you can't bet a long shot if the horse isn't in the race. They won't take your bet. And that's why Warren is not a good, throwaway vote, even though you want to give her props or, you know, I mean, I did. But she's not running. She's not running. And you don't bet on, the horse that's not running. So I bet on the horse that's still running. And now everybody's trying to figure out what should Bernie do, because part of Bernie wants to defy the odds and the other part of Bernie doesn't want to cause contretemps within the party. So, listen, these are big states. I think Florida's got 219 delegates to split. That's a lot of delegates. There's a lot of delegates up for grabs here. Oh, Northern Marianas. Did I tell our own American little sweatshop island? Yeah, go vote. So that's where, and Ohio, June 2nd apparently is when you will show up to cast. Meanwhile, Ohio, you are allowed to vote by mail. You are allowed to vote by mail. But if you don't vote by mail and you show up in person, make sure you bring your mail-in ballot so that they can, exit out and give you the ballot. I had a little issue. It was very small, little issue today. But the young girl, I mean, these seniors are the bravest freaks in the world. I mean, they just sit there. They see all these, dirty hands coming their way. You got a sign on the screen, you know what I mean? And they are calm. But the woman that helped me, she was younger. She had like a red streak in her hair. Do you know what I mean? Like the bright red. I wish I could rock that look. I would do black, like a big black streak. Because I'm mourning. I'm mourning for our country. But she didn't know what to do because I didn't bring my mail-in. I never vote mail-in. You know me. I'm always in person. I want to see what's going on so I could tell you. That's me. I show up everywhere. People are shocked. What do you mean you were here? Why were you here? Why were you in our ER? Why were you at our, old folks home? Why were you at our skilled nursing facility? Because I need to see for myself what you're doing to protect medically fragile people, and what you're telling me you're doing and what is being done are not the same damn things. You know, all these CEOs and all these hedge fund managers that are running all these skilled nursing places and all these, senior living centers, both independent and assisted, I must tell you, you need to go on Undercover Boss because you have absolutely no clue what's going on in your own company. So I show up. I show up in ERs. I show up in critical care. I show up in skilled nursing. And then I write to them. And then they proclaim their innocence. Ain't gonna fly. But anyway, I wanted to remind you today, vote, vote, vote.